Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. Chairman, Honorable Minister of Pakistan, Honorable Madam Deputy Minister of Afghanistan, distinguished delegates, dear High Commissioner Grandi, ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to be here discussing the issue of Afghan refugees in this format and on the occasion of the first GFR. Iran appreciates all the efforts aimed at easing the plight of Afghan refugees through practical, integrated, inclusive, and result-based steps. We thank the UNHCR and its partners for organizing this event. I would also like to stress our dearly held ties of fraternity and friendship with our Afghan brothers and sisters, and we are proud of what the government and people of Iran have been doing for Afghan refugees for the past four decades. Dear colleagues, we have come to this meeting with optimism and hope, despite all the odds and in spite of the past failures and unfulfilled promises. We do expect that this platform will genuinely make a difference rather than being reduced to reiteration of principles on the paper. Mr. Chairman, the host countries have never asked for charity. They only expect true burden and responsibility sharing in hosting refugees and a workable roadmap for refugees' repatriation. As far as Iran is concerned, these modest expectations have proved to be far from realization. In fact, Iran is now doubly under pressure for being a long-time host to refugees. We have not only been deprived of their assistance by the international community, but also been unjustly chastised as a result of unlawful unilateral sanctions. Sadly, the impact of unilateral sanctions on the host country's capacity to protect refugees is conveniently overlooked. Mr. Chairman, we, of course, are ready to help in whatever way we could to facilitate and incentivize repatriation, but the host countries should not be asked to go an extra mile beyond recognized local norms to create certain conditions for refugees' return. Mr. Chairman, we appreciate UNHCR's efforts to assist Iran in providing necessary services and protection to Afghan refugees living in my country. I hasten to add, though, that the international contributions we have received so far have been minimal, covering only a very small portion of the costs incurred by the government. Nonetheless, we have so far continued our struggle to provide refugees with services comparable to those offered to Iranian citizens. I doubt we would be able to do that any longer, given the economic hardship caused by vindictive sanctions which are deliberately targeting the most vulnerable groups of society by hitting where it hurts most, that is, health and sanitation sector. While refugee protection is an international responsibility, the lion's share of this burden has been shouldered by a few developing countries like Iran. We have provided such a global public good for such a long time by self-sacrifice, and we think it is time for the international community to bring some balance to this disequilibrium and reciprocate accordingly. Mr. Chairman, voluntary repatriation to the country of origin is the highly preferred solution to the refugee problem, which is also the SSAR's centerpiece. It is therefore crucial for the support platform to devise a workable plan of action to meet the reasonable needs of refugees, allocate necessary resources for that, and apply enhanced advocacy to facilitate voluntary repatriation. Meanwhile, resettlement could be a feasible solution, taking into account the specific context we are dealing with. It requires the resettlement countries to shoulder their responsibility by taking a more open approach in considering requests for resettlement. If the rich countries insist to keep their doors almost closed to refugees, it would be unfairly unrealistic to expect developing countries to keep their borders open forever. Dear friends, Iran welcomes the launch of the support platform for SSAR as another chance to address one of the most protracted refugee problems in the holistic approach. And of course, as a further reminder that the plight of Afghan refugees continue to drag well into its fifth decade, we understand that this support platform is a test case for the workability of global compact on refugees. That's why it is all the more critical for all of us to make every effort to make it a success. The support platform must invest in plans and projects that facilitate voluntary repatriation of Afghan refugees and help them become not only full members of their country, but also real contributors to the development of their own society. It should refrain from protracting the situation more through excessive and imbalanced emphasis on self-reliance in the host countries. We expect the support platform to ensure that a strengthening protection system would not compromise development as well as national interests of host countries anymore. To that end, let me conclude by hoping that this meeting would take effective steps toward resolving the chronic problems of Afghan refugees as well as their main host countries and communities. Thank you for your attention.